This is 2EC. We play the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, round number 20 kicks off tonight. And as always on a Thursday, I've got my mate Damien from Bermagui to chat rugby league. How are you this morning, Damo?
I'm very well, Bert. How are you?
Very well. Now, before we start talking about this weekend's matches, I just wanted to quickly say everything that's happened in the news this week about Manly. You have a long history with Manly. You used to play for Manly. And I just also wanted to point out that your family, you've got many brothers, and it's a big rugby league family. Tell us about your brothers.
Right. My brothers are, we are a rugby league family. We all played for Manly, the three of us, early on in the 90s. My other two brothers went on to play first grade at, or Matthew, my second brother, he played first grade for Manly in South Sydney, and he went over to England and played for the London Broncos. And my other brother, Adam, played near 100 first grade games with the West Tigers, Balmain and North Queensland. And really, like, it's given us everything we've got in our life. Rugby league has been huge in our life, and it's huge. It's just such a big part of our life, and rooted in the Manly area when I used to live there, and very well known. My father was a conditioner at Manly. He went away as a conditioner for the Kangaroos a few times, so he was instrumental in Manly's premierships in the early 90s, so we really are embedded in rugby league.
Okay, now we're talking about the Nable family. So you've got Adam Nable and Matthew Nable, and your brother Matthew's a big actor as well, isn't he?
That's correct, yes. So when he got into acting, funny enough, the whole story of him getting into the industry was he wrote a book called The Final Winter, which is a story of the Newtown Jets and a player on the out and trying to come to terms with life on the way out of rugby league. So that's sort of got his foot in the door of acting and writing, and it just took off from there. So he was never an actor or a writer. He was a very high rated boxer and rugby league player. And he told our family one day that he had a job at James Bogues, which was, you know, a fantastic job. He had two kids, and he walked in one day and said, "I'm going to throw it all in and make a movie." And could you imagine what my parents and we thought? Like, of course you are.
Yeah.
Anyway, he went off to do it, and it's just gone for leaps and bounds from there.
And he has acted alongside some of the biggest names in Hollywood now, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he absolutely has. He's been over. He's done Robert De Niro. He did in a major role in the movie Riddick. Yes, he's done a whole heap of movies.
Well, that's fantastic, Damo. Now, I do want to bring you back to Manly, because Manly has been in the news this week. Now, what is your take on this saga?
Oh, Bertie, this has been an absolute debacle from the start. I don't know about Manly's, what's going on in the back there, their management, but, you know, this weekend is about women in league. Manly have just sabotaged that, like, come out with the pride jumper. You know, it's about diversity, of course it is, but they really, really have just stuffed the whole thing up. It's been a debacle, and someone's responsible for it. It may derail Manly's season. I don't know what they were thinking to come out with something like that on a round when it's supposed to be dedicated to women in league. It's just it's mind blowing, Bert.
It absolutely is. Now, Damo, stay with us, because I do want to get your tips, as we always do on a Thursday. Is that okay?
Sure is, Bert.
We are chatting with Damien Nable. We're about to get round number 20 tips. This is 2EC. We play the South Coast Greatest Hits.